WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The presidential debates are over, but the campaign continues, and so do documentaries about the candidates. Tomorrow night, PBS offers a special two-hour Frontline program called The Choice 92. TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
I've learned anything in a lifetime in politics and government, it is the truth of the famous phrase, history is biography. The decisions are made by people, and they make them based on what they know of the world and how they understand it. And this is true of everyone, including presidents. So you must know us.
George Bush said that while running for the presidency the first time, but it's just as true today. And that remark by Bush is the way Frontline opens The Choice 92, which looks at the political and personal lives of George Bush and Bill Clinton. Now, right away, there's an obvious question. Where's Ross Perot? Frontline explains his absence in a prologue to the show. Basically, Perot was part of the original outline for The Choice 92, but when Perot stopped running, producer Tom Lennon and company stopped working on his segment. When Perot came back in, it was too late to do the kind of in-depth research Frontline had done for Bush and Clinton. Frontline offered to interview Perot and air the interview right after The Choice documentary, but Perot declined. So that explains what's not in The Choice 92. What is in it? Basically, 2 hours of images, interviews, and observations, all of them chosen to shed light, rather than heat, on two of the men running for president this year. 4 years ago, another Frontline producer, Sherry Jones, presented a documentary called The Choice, which looked at Bush and Michael Dukakis. This sequel lives up to the high standards of that original and benefits from the input and narration of author Richard Ben Kramer, who detailed the 1988 race in his book What It Takes. What makes The Choice 92 so unusual is that it reaches back so far and comes up with so much. You might expect the producers on this show to dig up old campaign ads showing Bush in action, but this documentary gives you a different Bush than expected. And I mean that literally.
Hello, everybody. I'm Prescott Bush, Republican candidate for the United States Senate. Some of our friends and television audience have asked if we have any pictures of the family. So here are a few shots that were taken last summer.
Clinton's parents, too, figure prominently in the first part of this show. We've all seen the picture of Bill Clinton shaking hands with then-President John F. Kennedy. But in The Choice 92, we get to hear Clinton's mother, Virginia Kelly, revealing what that picture actually meant to her son.
I just wish everybody could have seen the expression on his face when he handed that picture to me that he had taken with Jack Kennedy. I just wish everybody could have seen his expression when he came back from Washington. I knew it was politics for him. I knew it was.
Kurt Vonnegut once said that all of a sudden you wake up and realize the world is being ruled by people you went to high school with. This Frontline special takes that scary but true thought seriously and figures that going back to high school and even beyond is one way to learn a lot about a person's character. That word, character, has come to mean something almost sinister in this campaign. But when it's approached objectively, as in The Choice 92, an analysis of character really is illuminating. And that makes this Frontline special almost invaluable. No matter how much you've read, heard, or seen about George Bush and Bill Clinton, The Choice 92 will teach you something new. And that's a campaign year promise.
David Bianculli is television critic for The New York Post and author of Teleliteracy, Taking Television Seriously.